27 days in a row and no load shedding. Is this something to really celebrate? Is Eskom turning the corner? The utility, though, has not met its target for the energy availability factor. It's doing more maintenance than it's done in previous years. So what explains our good fortune? I want you to listen to an interview from Newsroom Africa yesterday with Oli Mgambu, where the electricity minister, Dr. Hosienzo Ramakgopa, stated that it's their efficiency that is the result of what we are living through. Listen.
As a result of accelerated planned maintenance, took out a lot of units, and then we had a cluster of units failing. We went to stage six. I said to the country, short-term pain, long-term gain. I say we're going to see the result. What are we seeing now? These units are coming back. It's a coincidence. It's May the 29th. But I'm telling you, there is no incumbent government that can take action that undermine its electoral prospects to put people into conditions of unemployment and some of them into abject poverty.
We're joined now by Mteto Nyati, who's the Eskom chairperson, to explain all of this. Thank you so much for your time, and it's good to chat to you once again.
Hey, it's good to chat to you, Bongani.
So let's get straight into it. Many South Africans are skeptical of our good fortune. We welcome it, of course. But many would say, is it because it's an election year that we've had such good fortune? And part of that skepticism has to be due to the fact that the energy availability factor target your board set for Eskom by the end of March was at 65%. They only made it to about 54%. They're doing more maintenance now than in previous years, which means, again, there's a lot more power being taken out of the system. So what explains our good fortune?
Thank you, Bongani, for that good question. I cannot blame South Africans for being skeptical. You know, as Eskom, we have really not done ourselves a favor in the past. People have had hopes, and we have consistently in the past not met those, whatever was set for ourselves. But starting from last year, we implemented what is called a generation recovery plan. And I've been on your show talking about this thing. I've been very consistent. And this was a two-year plan to get us out of the challenges that we're facing as a country now. We are a year into that plan. Mm-hmm. And at the center of that plan has been this, everybody talking about the planned maintenance, huge planned maintenance that we have done. Yes, exactly it is. We have done more maintenance in that 1 year than we have done over the last 4 years. And that has given us now, where we are now, is because we have brought them back machines that are much more reliable, much more stable, and we significantly cut down what is called unplanned outages. Those generally used to be around on average 19,000 megawatts, and today we are sitting at about 13,000 megawatts, a significant release of capacity into the grid. That is what has made us to be where we are today. And that, Bongani, we are not done with the plan. It's a two-year plan. We still have another year to go. But already we can see the green shoots. Should we be celebrating? Of course we should be celebrating, most especially within Eskom. You know, we've got people that are working so hard to get us to this point. We should be encouraging them, motivating them to continue to do this thing. We don't mind. People can do whatever outside, but within Eskom, we'll focus on celebrating these small steps forward, because these are the steps we will make sure that at some point in the future, we won't have load shedding.
So you're saying essentially that we're bearing and reaping the fruits of the planned maintenance, the so-called planned capability loss factor.
Yes.
But
yes,
as recently as week 15 of this year, that stood at around 15% compared to 10% in 2023. It was at 11% even in 2020. Are you then saying to me now that all of that planned maintenance is more or less up to date, and that's why we don't have as much load shedding as before?
Most of that plant maintenance is what is now returning back, is becoming available to the country to meet the demand. This is what is happening now. We still, as we go to winter, we will release even more of that. So we'll reduce plant maintenance to probably around 2,500 megawatts. That from a high of about 9,000. You can see that significant reduction. It means that that capacity then becomes available to meet the demand for the winter. But I don't want to go into the winter plan because my management is going to be sharing all of this on Friday with the country. They will go into detail about what is it that we're going to be doing going forward around winter.
What about our reliance, or even indeed over-reliance, on the very expensive diesel-powered open-cycle gas turbines? We've seen, of course, in the last year, the monies that we have spent on that doubling. We're nearly at, 30 billion rand in 2023?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I heard your clip from Minister of Electricity, and he was talking about short-term pain. That is really part of that short-term pain, where we had to do plant maintenance. So removing capacity becomes not available. In order for us to meet the demand, we had to ramp up the use of OCGTs, usage of diesel. So the last financial year, the year that ended in March this year, end of March this year, we use a significant amount of diesel. But if you look at our budget for this current financial year, the budget for this current financial year is half of what we have planned, what we did last year. In terms of the technical details, we were sitting at a load factor of 18% last year of usage of OCGTs. This year's budget, it comes down to 9%. That's a significant reduction in terms of usage of diesel. Why we are able to do that, to budget like that? Because now we are having much more reliable machines. We're going to have less and less breakdowns. And we will be able to use the OCGTs for the purpose they were intended for, meaning meeting peak demand in the morning and in the evening. And if you look at the month of April, this is what we have been using them for, in line with our plan.
Well, they're really meant for emergencies, are they not? I said in my introduction that your board had set a target of 65% for the energy availability factor. Eskom has only come in at around 54%. That's still something for us to think about.
No, look, you know, people sometimes they interpret things, or maybe they don't quite ask. What we meant is that energy availability factor sometimes it's an average over a year. And if you're looking at an average over a year, certainly we miss that target. But what we meant is that what will South Africans be experiencing from the month of April? This is what we're... And currently we're sitting with an energy availability factor around 59-60%. And that is why we are where we are today. Yes, we may have... we still have some of this sitting in planned maintenance. When we release that, we'll see once again the improvement of EAF. But the VGPE report warned us from using EAF as a key measure because it drives wrong behavior. You can end up not doing what you should be doing, which is maintenance. Because if you are not doing the maintenance, your EAF will go up, everybody will be celebrating, but you're actually shooting yourself in the foot. So we have chosen to do the right thing, Bongan. So we are happy with where we are. We still have a long way to go, but we're happy with the progress.
There was some confusion around a new system of marking load shedding. I'm trying to find the right words here. Up to now, stage 16 load shedding schedules. Can you just give us more clarity on what has changed and how the new system will work versus to what we were used to?
Yeah, basically, Bongani, we need to, as a country, we need to have rules about things. And we need to also anticipate the worst case scenario. You know, in our cars, we can go up to, let's say, 260 kilometers per hour. But who goes at that speed? Hardly anybody, but it's designed to go up to that. So we have created, meaning the National Energy Regulator in South Africa, have created the rules that helps us to have clarity with regards to what needs to be done. So we used to have load shedding up to stage 8, and now we've broken it further down, and hence it goes up to stage 16. People become scared. In fact, with the way we are doing things now, we may not even have load shedding in a couple of years' time. So what I'm saying is that people should not be worried about what we're creating. Any normal society, think ahead and plan accordingly. You know?
Gosh, but stage 16, if I understood your numbers, would mean power off for up to 32 hours. Why would anyone not worry about that possibility?
Of course, you'd worry about that possibility. Like, you would worry about the possibility of having, let's say, if you are running a bank, something happens and you don't have, let's say, power for the whole week, right? So what do? You plan for that eventuality, and you make sure that you put together the plans. Will it ever happen? Highly unlikely that something like that will ever happen, but you have to plan for it. So yes, we would be worried, but I don't ever think that we'll ever get to anything like that, more especially with the kind of work that we are doing within Eskom at this time.
Aren't you, on some level, though, taking credit for something that isn't so much of your own doing? If I think about the kind of usage of rooftop solar panels by many South Africans and businesses, and of course the economy being what it is, less demand from big users of electricity. I think we're sitting now at over 1,000 megawatts more than we used last year from solar panels. Isn't that really the public's victory, if you will, rather than Eskom's?
Look, we have never gone out to say that we're looking for credit. Can you please give us credit for what? We've never done that, you know. We are just focused on what we believe is in our control, which is the fixing of the power stations and getting them into a position where they are much more reliable. That's our focus. The result of that is that we are starting to see some of the benefits. Yes, are we the only ones who are contributing to where we are? Not at all. Rooftop solars are contributing as well. But you need to realize the responsibility of Eskom. Eskom, in fact, is what I would call the, when it comes to being the provider of a last resort for energy. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that in situations where there is rainy days, and we have had that for 3 days two weeks ago, where do South Africans go to? They go to the provider of last resort, which is Eskom, you know, because on those days we do not generate the power from solar that we should be, you know. So this is why, and we did not have load shedding on those days, and that's where we, within Eskom, without shouting on rooftops, we have been very proud of the fact that we have gone through those challenges without having big challenges internally.
All right, Mteto Nyati is the Eskom chair, and as he says, there will be a briefing later this week about Eskom's winter plans.